Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
Hi, this is Edwina W. Alvarez, and I am very pleased to announce that I have been appointed the National Burial Services Director for Veterans Burial with Dignity. This is an organization that assists veterans and their families with burial, burial insurance, and in addition, to help the veterans to organize important papers so surviving spouses will know where everything is located. This is a topic that is most difficult to discuss. However, an important conversation that needs to happen with family members. On June 19th, 2021, I will be in Key West, Florida with Keith Winslow, WVET, OnlineRadio.com, and VibesRadio1.com host during a live show. For more information about the Juneteenth Carnival, call 305-834-2143 or 954-404-4837. And you can email keywestcarnival@gmail.com. Veterans, lest we forget.
Well, we want to say thank you so much for coming back and being with us again today. This is one of those great weeks that we're having here, of course. This is WVET, onlineradio.com, WVET Latin. And, of course, a little bit of Vibes Radio for the Caribbean. We're looking at World Radio. Thank you so much. And you're on at 96.7 St. Pete Radio as well. Today is Kevin Humes Day. We're going to be talking about veteranization. A lot of the pieces have come together, and we want you to know it. And I am at the biggest train station on the East Coast, New York City. So if you hear a little echo in the background, you know what it's about. Kevin, please tell them hello, and let's go from here.
Hello, everyone.
Now you got it.
My name is Kevin Humes, and I'm a disabled veteran here in South Florida. We have a lot of projects that are on the table right now. The focus is sustainability. And not only veterans housing, but the housing for the general population. We're running into a crisis down here in South Florida, all over the country, actually. And the problem as a result of post-corona is housing. But what we've done, we've put a little twist on the housing capacity, and we brought sustainability through industry into that equation.
Ah, now we got a little bit of help.
Yeah, absolutely. We you know, so often in the development business, when they go into urban communities or underserved communities, the developers always focus on the actual housing, but they never focus on leaving that community with some type of sustainability, some type of industrial model. So what we've done, we've flipped the script on that, and we just recently acquisitioned a publicly trading company. It's called Community Redevelopment, Inc. And within the framework of that company is two of the principals are disabled veterans, so we like to kind of coin it the veterans population going into the public market.
Well, it sounds like this whole sustainability thing is something that should have been developed quite a while ago, but
absolutely,
came when it was needed.
Yes, absolutely. You, even if you look at the new administration and how they are engaging the HUD affordable housing platform, well, they've always had a Section 3 program, which is the workforce development job creation platform, being able to take in individuals of public housing and start transitioning them into the workforce or transitioning them out of public housing. But that's never been a tool that has been executed. So our goals is to focus on this new administration with the new secretary and create a couple of demonstration pilots that can cross-pollinate HUD with VA or HUD with VASH movement into the marketplace.
Wow. Okay, now we've got to a part of this. What happens when this now begins to mushroom?
Yeah.
Where do we take it from there? How can we all be a part of helping?
I think at this point in time, and with the launching of the Anthem Project, and the Anthem Project now is taking shape in multiple cities. Actually, in multiple countries. We got an anthem Haiti. We have an anthem Mexico. So the opportunity for individuals to participate in that, because we centralized the whole project as a spinoff from our parent company, which is Community Redevelopment, Inc. Now, that's a pub call. I'm the president of that particular company. So, and we found out from doing it from that perspective, we have an exit strategy for the potential investors, because there's a shareholder arrangement that individuals can participate in this. But
go right ahead.
Yeah. In each community, we recognize that it's important to bring the grassroots activities within each community. You can't go in a man's backyard and not feed that man. So the anthem focuses the workhorse for Community Redevelopment, Inc., which is a pubco, which is designed to go into the communities and begin to identify grassroots, begin to identify advocacy organizations, veteran-centric organizations, American Legion, faith-based, and begin to put them in the structure for the master developer. So when that master developer comes to the table, now everybody within that community has some type of involvement, some type of participation when these projects start rolling out.
Right. And we don't have a lot of time for that, because the system has already changed, and there's a real need for what you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, I was just contacted today with the organization from Orlando, who just acquisitioned a very large hotel. And they called me and indicated to me, is this something that we can factor in into the housing mixed-use development? And I said, absolutely, yes, because the hotel is set up for that type of training. We can bring hospitality training in, and multiple training that individuals that reside in the facility, even to the point of retrofitting the organization from or retrofitting the actual the hotel, now we can bring in construction training programs. So the ecosystem of it, from a diversity or from a market ecology platform, I think it's had multiple fronts in there where we can begin to move the population into sustainability.
And by you being in South Florida, this model that you're talking about is still good everywhere, am I correct?
Absolutely. Well, actually, we have St. Petersburg that we're in the process of developing now. Simultaneously, Memphis, Tennessee. We knew we had to factor in Oklahoma, because as a part of the proposals, we're preparing something for HUD. So we knew we had to bring in the actual tribes. So the multiple communities as a proof of concept demonstration pilot. South Florida is the flagship, but we know that we have to set up test group and control groups in order to satisfy the needs of the federal government.
Right.
So okay, the turnkey solution is imperative to this model, because when you're going after government contract, you have to have it where it can be diversified into different areas of operations or different areas of opportunities.
Okay, now that we're talking about some cities, where can we look on a general basis to find this information out so that we can continue?
Yes, well, you can look at it at www.communityredevelopmentinc.com. And within that framework, you'll be able to see the infrastructure of the capital formation, because what we're doing, Keith, the focus is not to do it the post-corona or the pre-corona. We're into a new framework now, a new ecology of doing business. We have to reboot and we have to recalibrate multiple activities simultaneously. So we choose to take it to the public market initially and through a reverse merger. And from that perspective, now we have the capital formation to be able to bring some of the developer or capital formation to acquisition properties to take land costs out. So there's multiple ways that you can look at this. You can look at it from www.com, American Veterans Industries. You can look at it from www.com. And we like to navigate everybody into the www.communityredevelopmentinc.com, because that's the master model where all capital formation and cross-pollinization of partnerships are being taken place in that framework. In that algorithm.
Man, I think we got some things going that's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, we have to do better for our veterans. We have to do better for our underserved communities. You know, but it's like the late great President Kennedy said, it's not what the government can do for you, it's what we can do for the government. We so often sit around and wait for something to happen without using the proper legislative process. So what we're trying to educate individuals that legislation is the key, capital formation is the key. But when you put capital formation, legislation, and a business plan together, now you'll be able to provide exactly what from a government level needs and what for. In my case, because I'm the president of a publicly trading company, so my whole focus is my shareholders. You know, how to create a profit for my shareholders. So I think the strategy that we're engaging is a strategy. It's a needed strategy. It's an out of the box strategy, and all hands are on deck right now, from a politics to investment to the actual veterans. We had some extensive conversation with Director Russo over St. Petersburg and the capital asset manager over Tampa. So everything is in perspective.
Okay. Now, we start talking about something that we've been looking at as far as what is the growth industry? I know that this CBD cannabis set is one of those industries. How do people respect it? You don't have to use the product if you don't need it.
Yes.
But we know that it's going to change the face of economic places. Detroit right now is coming back because Michigan moved on it long ago and it's paying off. We know that Florida has paid off. You know, is there anything that we need to know, especially our veterans, how to get involved in certain things like that so they can look at future economics?
Yeah, we started this movement, you know, when it was kind of a neophytist situation. When individuals was coming to Florida because we were in that voting process. But I think what we're trying to do with the veterans is look at this from a multiple industrial cluster. We like to look at it from a need assessment in terms of opportunities out there. There's not a lot of veterans that's going to be involved in the cannabis industry. It's multiple opportunities within the cannabis industry. We have a partnership with FAMU to bring veterans in the actual agriculture industry. So that's just one economic ecology that we look at, but we're looking more so into nanotechnology, alternative energy. You know, we're looking at solar applications. We have a partnership with Terry Horton from the D.R. Horton family and the panel system. So we're looking at this from multiple frameworks on how we can begin to structure business opportunities. The cannabis industry is a huge industry. We've got some relationships now that are moving that industry into perspective. So we're excited about what we can do and how we can engage the cannabis industry as well. So from the cannabis industry, from the cannabis perspective, we've got some strategic partnerships right now that's focusing on how to begin to put it all together.
Okay, good. Now, what are we going to be looking at? And I always look at the future. And I know that we're taking care of our veterans in a lot better way than we were 10 years ago. But 10 years from now, what should it look like, Kevin?
You know, if we focus on legislation, and we focus on new business opportunities, we begin to identify the veterans partnerships, that veterans ecology, and begin to take control of our own destiny, I think the future looks bright for us. But if we continue to deal on or depend upon the government to come to our rescue, we all know the Custer's dead. There's no more major support like that. So I think our focus is to create our own sustainable model. Being able to engage 103 service members, veterans and their families, which equals about a $3 trillion worth of spending power. So I think the focus is how we begin to build our own infrastructure, build our own political muscle in place, and create a sustainable model that's effective.
One of the areas that we've touched on as far as WVET is we've added a resource section on there, and we're constantly looking for things to add to the resources. Our veterans need to know where to go to get real help. We know that we're having a problem with navigating different websites because they're not complete. But a veteran doesn't know that when he's getting out of the hospital and he's had a setback and he's finally coming back on his feet. He doesn't want to have to go through all of these different webs and places where he doesn't get what he needs. And I know that what you guys have done is needed and they get the right information and they get the right help. So we definitely want to thank you for that.
Yes.
And if you stay with us for another 30 seconds, we're going to take a break. I'm going to say thank you so much for giving us that information. Got anything else to say before we get out of here?
No, I think that was a lot to bring to the table to digest. I think it's going to require a couple of types of multimedia communication to get the word out. Which, you know, my background is film and television. We have some podcasts and some promo keys that can begin to communicate exactly what we're doing. Again, out in the marketplace for companies that have land that they own, or for cities and counties that are suffering, and they have non-taxable properties for veterans housing training, we have the capacity to execute the acquisition that to begin to bring capital to suffering communities as well.
Okay. This is Kevin Humes, later disabled vet out of Southern Florida, but he talks all the time. You may see him anywhere. You have to hear him speak. Get your pencil and paper out and get your microphones out, because what he says is gospel. Kevin, thank you. Many blessings. And Juneteenth Day is on its way. We're going to all take a moment of silence, and then the 4th of July. Here we go.
Very good, Keith. God bless you as well. Thank you for having me on your show. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Of course, this is the WVETOnlineRadio.com. And, of course, we're broadcasting all over the world. Look for us in many places. More to come. I'm in New York right now. And tomorrow we'll be doing something from Washington, D.C. We're headed down the East Coast to do a little bit of something for our veterans. Information, entertainment, and a lot of fun. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for Key West Carnival, June 19th? Coconut Woman and the Key West Carnival Committee present the ultimate Caribbean Carnival Juneteenth Experience at the Coffee Butler Amphitheater in Key West, Florida. Starring some of the biggest names in the business. Get ready for Neil, Iwa, George, Showin, Winchester, Preacher, Razor, Leon, Basie, Boy, Alyssa Berlin, Toko Irie, Unity, Beverly Bailey,
White Noise Sound Company,
TJ Everfresh, TJ Harris Production 868. Yes, it's Key West Carnival 219 at the Coffee Butler Amphitheater in Key West, Florida, June 19th. Don't miss it. For more info, go to KeyWestCarnival.com.
All right, we're glad to be back. And we want to say thank you again to Mr. Joe Bardot and his team right there in St. Pete, as they produce a little bit more radio for this community. We want to double thank you for all of our friends out in the Seattle, Washington area who do their veteran show, and our buddy in San Antonio, Texas. They call it Military City. They have a wonderful group of programs, and now they're bringing us back. I want to let everybody know that one thing we're going to do is look out for jobs, interns this summer. If you just happen to want to get into broadcasting, you happen to want to be in this media industry, you happen to want to come along with all of those who are looking for a way to express their feelings for all the good they can get out, WVET is looking for some of those students very interested in getting into this great worldwide new technology of radio. Contact us, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Let's see if we can get you involved as an intern and help you with your grades. We also are looking at some of those older DJs who did this for a while, and of course they all got married and had kids and went and got real jobs. Welcome back. We have a few times where you can talk and get those feelings taken care of and pursue the industry you left behind with your children. Now available, internships, and work for those who want to support our veterans. We will make a way for you. And especially if you're a vet who's done this before and would like to get back in it, I want you to make us first. as things change. I'm going to move to something that we've all been watching, which is COVID-19. It's on a decline. It's on its way out, but will never be gone. And looking at some of the information from the CDC, and of course our Veterans Hospital have done well. In a couple of the hospitals and areas that we know the support of veterans and the vaccine, right here in the state of Florida, they have vaccinated 116,000 people after the main push was done. They're out in the community. They're at grocery stores, at the World War II museums. They're offering veterans their vaccine in a lot more places than used to. Naturally, you can, of course, go always to your VA hospitals and those VA clinics that are beginning to open up in different areas. We can't do anything but advocate it. Get your shot. Show the rest of your family, show the rest of the people out there that if a veteran takes it, you can take it. Because we need more people vaccinated as we move into this great slowdown of this coronavirus. The VA has done a wonderful, wonderful job with getting people vaccinated, bringing people in, getting them tests. You know, and when you go back and get a little nervous, you go back and get another test. And all of this for our veterans, of course, is at no cost. Or very low cost if you have to come across town and didn't nobody give you gas money. Either way, it's all there for you. We also want to say a shout out to all of the schools. We know you're out. One of the reasons I was in New York was to see my grandson graduate. I'm a proud grandpa. Proud of my son, who's an attorney and trains for a couple other major companies. But the city of New York is a lot cleaner than it was when I left last year. And COVID was building up, getting started. And everybody seems to be in a great mood. Of course, New York is different from Florida. Up here, you wear your mask. Okay? Down in Florida, it's open to prayer. But up here, masks are still mandatory, and people are not bucking against it. Going on to do what they have to do, and coming out free, and accepting whatever it is. Again, thank you so much. And if you stay tuned for a second, we're going to play one of those great songs that I love to hear. And when you hear it, think of all of us. This is WDETOnlineRadio.com. Of course, we represent WDET Latin with our friend Carlos Kelly. We represent WDET Cumming, UK. And for our Caribbean American community, we have Vibes Radio 1. Been around 20 years and joined our platform. So, we want to thank you again, and we want to say to all of those who came our way, there's something big coming, and we want you to be aware. So tune in to this station twice a week, and then the rest of the shows you listen to the rest of them. It's on. Let's go again. Thank you. WVET, keep the boss of the beach. Here we go, one more time. And right before we get out of the end of the show, I need to do this on a regular basis. And what I mean is, let's talk about WBET, online radio, the website. It's a lot of information. I'm going to start at the end of the line with resources. I need everybody, if you're coming to the site, take a moment and go to resources. and take a moment and go to news. And of course, we've added quite a bit of stuff to our homepage, our show page, and our entertainment page. I want you to look at it, enjoy it, and everything that you see has music right there beside it, so you can enjoy it. One of the things we do is specialize in new music. We specialize in better music. And we specialize in music you've never heard before. If you are a musician, a group, singer, and you have some new music, contact us. We're always looking for something fresh to play. You can go to all the other stations and get all of the same 20 songs that come out of Los Angeles, or three of them out of New York, and they're on a lot of stations. But if you want to get the new stuff, you want to get the better music, you want to get the not so commercial but great listening music, everywhere at WDETOnlineRadio.com, it exists. And for you groups, we're looking for you to produce this stuff. It's been many years since the Michael Jackson was the name in the music business. And since then, there's never been another one that size. But before there was Michael Jackson, there was a Little Richard, and there was a Cab Calloway. And of course, you'll never beat the Eagles, you'll never beat the Beatles, and the Stones still reign supreme. 20 years from now, it'll be some name that we didn't mention, but it'll be somebody who heard this spot and said, come on, I got a song. I'd love to hear it play. Get back with us and call your friends and say, I heard about this, and have them tune in. That's WVETOnlineRadio.com. And I'm Keith, the boss of the beach. And we want to thank all of our veteran friends and organizations. And I'm going to start at the top with our Wounded Warriors friends, our American Veterans Alliance friends, and of course those VFWs, those AMVETs, and American Legions. It's time to get ready to change. The future is going to put a new mandate for some of those buildings, and you all stand up, stood for us all this time, continue to stand. We salute you. And that's all the VSOs. We're still out here. And I want to say hello to anybody who's still running around looking for the VSOs. Find it. Okay? And we'll see you at one of those. Stay tuned for this great music. And see you Saturday morning in spirit. And that is 96.7 FM, 8:35 in the morning. Rise and shine. Be with us. Take it away. We're gone for the day. You'll hear from me from Washington, D.C.
Wonderful week here, but we want to say thank you for tuning in, and we're going to be talking about a lot of information for veterans. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too.